And happening this Saturday, Roseburg VA with a special event. The Chief of Pharmacy, Christina Akers, in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's happening on Saturday?
We're having the 29th annual DEA Take Back event, where we take back medications from all people, veterans and non-veterans, and take their medications that are unwanted, unused medications.
And obviously, there's kind of something behind this, trying to essentially get them out there so they're not available to others, right?
Correct. Yeah, the main goals in this is to prevent medication misuse and theft. If there's unused medications sitting around and people are using their medications not according to instructions, or they're available in houses for other people to take. Also, to just make sure that medications are disposed of properly and not into our waste stream.
Yeah, and what if somebody does dispose of them into, just flushing them down, what could be the impact there?
That medication will enter our water table and pollute the water that we're drinking and using.
And so obviously, that, especially depending on what it is, can be a big deal.
Yeah, they are finding levels of medications in water when testing that.
Now, how long have you been a pharmacist?
I've been a pharmacist for about 28 years, 21 of that at the Roseburg system.
So why pharmacy? Where'd you get that as a career idea?
Well, originally my parents kind of guided me to that, but I found that it's a really great way to help patients advocate for their health care.
And do you like all the, I mean, it's very precise.
It is. There are certain aspects of pharmacy that are very much precision, but there's also a developing practice of pharmacists working in medical offices with providers and being more advocate directly with patients to help them speak up about their medications and help guide their medication therapy.
And working with veterans, and you're seeing folks really from all age groups, right?
Yes, we are.
And how many pharmacists do you have at the VA?
We have altogether 75 about in our service, staff altogether, pharmacy technicians and pharmacists.
Wow, that's a lot. But obviously the VA, as we talked about earlier on the news, number one federal employer in the county with like nearly 900 jobs tied in with the Veterans Administration. So a lot going on there. Let's talk about the whole issue, though, of unneeded medications. Sometimes people, well, oftentimes people, you know, they're done taking them, or maybe they're only supposed to take them until they achieve a certain outcome.
Mm-hmm.
They sit there and they sit there and they sit there. And then sometimes somebody else around them says, well, you know, I've got that. And people give their prescription to somebody else.
Yes,
without
yes.
talking to the doctor.
Yes.
What can that happen?
Well, if somebody takes medication from a neighbor or a family member without seeking their provider's input, they could have medications that interact with each other if they're on other medications. The medication that their friend or family member may be donating to them effectively may not have the proper amount of medication in it for them, either because it's old medication and is diminished in potency. And then there's a whole level of side effects. If people don't know what side effects to expect or how to dose medications, they could be dosed inappropriately.
And then you have sometimes the element of people that get into properties where maybe they're aware of what's there and take the medications more for sort of the illicit side of drug use.
Right. So that is another component of why this DEA Take Back started, is to make sure that people don't have unused opioid medications sitting around or other medications that are controlled substances, so that we don't end up putting into the supply illicit medications or medications that are controlled substances being used by inappropriately.
Do you think a lot of people, if they were really honest and looked in their bathroom cupboard or wherever they put medications in the kitchen, maybe have probably got a several that need to go away?
I think there's a bunch of medications sitting out there not being used, really needing to clean out the house. I have done home visits in the beginning of my career and seen dining room tables loaded with medications. So it can be quite amazing to see what people have stuck in their house. Yes.
Have you ever looked like, I mean, did you ever find like an incredibly ancient date?
I think at that one situation, I was just so appalled. I just didn't even get to looking at dates. But yeah, there are things that sit around for way too long.
So an opportunity this Saturday to get them, to get rid of them. So where do people come at the VA?
So at the Roseburg VA, they go to, on Garden Valley Boulevard entrance, you can go into the urgent care overhang, which is also referred to as the ambulatory care entrance. There will be a police officer and a pharmacist there, and they can go through the drive-through and drop their medications off there.
And then what about up in Eugene?
In Eugene also, there's a circle drive that they can go through on Chad, on the VA clinic on Chad Drive, and also a pharmacist and a police officer are there, so they don't even have to get out of their car. They can come up, you know, through the circle with their car and drop it off right there.
All right, part of the National Drug Enforcement Administration's annual event happening this weekend. Anything else people ought to know?
Nope. I think this is a great opportunity for people to clean up parts of the, you know, their medications in their house and make their house safe for everybody.
Christina Akers, Chief of Pharmacy at the Roseburg VA. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.